Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the SP Apparel's Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Lizanne. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, I would like to welcome you all to Q1 FY24 post-result conference call and business update call of SP Apparel Limited. Today we have with us the senior management of the company, including Mr. P. Sundararajan, Chairman and Managing Director, Ms. S. Shanta, Joint Managing Director, Mr. S. Chandran, Joint Managing Director, Mrs. S. Lata, Executive Director, Mrs. P. V. Jiva, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. V. Balaji, Chief Financial Officer of the company. Without taking much time, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. P. Sundararajan for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. A very warm greeting to all of you who are present on the call to discuss our Q1 FY24 performances. Hope and wish that all of you are hale and healthy. At the outset, I am happy to share with you that the board of directors in the meeting has recommended a dividend of rupees 3 per share, which is 30% on the face value of the share. With regard to garment division, before getting into the financial performance of the garment division of Q1 FY24, I would like to update you on the latest developments in this industry. Firstly, regarding the FTA, the latest information is that the 12th round of discussion has been going on now. The team has come from U.K. to India, and hoping that the latest message says that hoping that by end of August, FTA will be signed off. That is what the information, inside information we have received. Secondly, with regard to the demand scenario, slowly the market is picking up, although there are still recession on account of Russia-Ukraine war. But since, as I mentioned in the previous call also, there are consolidations happening from the retailer side, so which means that they want to reduce the number of suppliers and consolidate the long-standing good performance to increase the business with them. In addition to that, China Plus is working out. All the retailers are seriously working on the China Plus strategy, where in addition to China business, they would also like to have one more country or more than one country to mitigate the risk and for gradual exit to a great extent from China business. So once that comes, probably the things will be better now. So we as a company, we stand to gain to take the advantages because we are long our customers are long-standing customers, so the consolidation is in our favor now. Thirdly, the market volatility with regard to cotton prices and the yarn prices. Still, the cotton prices are slowly it has stabilized now, and the yarn price is slowly picking up because the orders have started coming from the customers now. So at the moment, the cotton yarn prices are more or less breaking even kind of a situation. So currently, it has been stabilized. With regard to the currency, on the currency front, fourthly, we are seeing U.S. dollar, GBP, and the euro strengthening against the Indian rupee. and we are also witnessing a significant increase in the interest rate in US, UK and Europe. Euro, which is not allowing us to use our working capital effectively. An update on the garment division is, as part of our new strategy on expansion, we are pursuing to set up a company in Sri Lanka, which will help us to expand our capacities in Sri Lanka, in addition to our existing efforts to increase the existing setup. But this model will be an asset-light model, which will allow us to expand our capacities as much as possible in Sri Lanka. In addition, as a part of the expansion strategically, I would like to update you all that we are in the process of growing our capacities in woven garment sector, and we are on the lookout to add more capacities in this segment by looking at some woven garment factories on as an additional capacity. And our current order book is around 425 crores. Our capacity utilization has improved significantly, and our current utilization is 3,900 machines and is around close to 80% utilization level. On the financial performance of the garment division, our garment division revenue for the quarter was 213 crores compared to 223 crores in Q1 FY23. Total export quantities for Q1 FY24 were 14.4 million pieces. Our adjusted EBITDA for the garment segment in Q1 FY24 was 35 crores compared to 48 crores in Q1 FY23. EBITDA margin stood at 16.3%, largely on account of the pressure on the raw material prices. In spite of our current margin, we are hopeful that our margin will be above 18% in the coming quarter. With regard to the spinning division, spinning mills are not making margins due to less demand of the yarn in the market. The cotton prices have now stabilized. Hope it will sustain. I am confident that our spinning units will overcome the challenges and will contribute to the margin from the current quarter onwards. SPUK, there were a lot of strategic changes being done, such as shifting office to London, change of the team, which has now settled. The new team will take things forward in coming years. I expect the revenue to pick up from second half of the financial year and should do well going forward. We are planning to add two more new customers to SPUK business. Revenue for the quarter stood at GBP 1.4 million and EBITDA we have made losses to the tune of GBP 50,000. I am confident that SPUK will be able to work closely with the customers and will be able to do well during going forward. Regarding SP Retail Ventures Limited, in general, Q1 24 has been bad for the entire retail industry. Our top line remained flat at 15 crores with an EBITDA loss of around 4.5 crores. Current liquidity, our liquidity position is strong and we have serviced all the debt up to date. Now I will hand over to CFO for financial presentation. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. So,
sorry to interrupt, sir. We are unable to hear you clearly.
Is it audible now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Our adjusted revenues stood at 242 crores and adjusted EBITDA stood at 35 crores and our PAT stood at 15 crores for the current quarter. We made an EPS of 5.99 on the EPS front. And on the segmental reporting, like garment division did the top line of 213 crores and did a 16.3% on the EBITDA, which is around 34 crores on the EBITDA number. On SP UK, we did a 14.8 crores of top line, where we have made EBITDA losses in SP UK. On the SP Retail Ventures, we have done 15 crores of top line with the 4.5 crores of EBITDA losses. On the debt front, our gross debt stood at 191 crores, and our net debt is 120 crores for the current quarter. We have utilized our working capital purely because there is a change in the interest rates in UK and US where the interest have gone up, so our working capital has increased. Other information is available in the presentation, and we can get into the question and answer session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aman Agarwal from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. The first question was on the Sri Lankan subsidiary. Like, we are incorporating a new subsidiary. So are we planning to have manufacturing operations in Sri Lanka also in the future for garments? Like, if you can explain a bit more on that.
Manufacturing facilities in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, yes.
See,
it is kind of manufacturing facility we are looking for. And we have shortlisted some factories. And in consultation with the customers, we'll be going ahead with that. This is going to help us by straight away getting, we are looking at the running factory. So straight away we'll get additional capacity. Probably will be, if everything goes well, will be up and running from Q4, late part of Q4 or from up and running from Q1 25.
Got it, sir. And this will be mainly in the kids category, or like are we looking to get into some other category with this new plant?
Can you say a little louder, please?
Aman, your question needs to be louder, please.
Sorry. Just wanted to understand, will this be in the kids category, which we are predominantly present in, or like are we looking to get into any new category with this acquisition in the Sri Lanka area?
I am not able to.
We are not able.
I'll get back to the question. Even the product, new category. No, it is. We are already into JSC products and woven. We are going to go for woven. That we will also add on within India as well as in Sri Lanka. And in addition to this, even for the knit products, we may be going for the kids and babies. And we are not ruling out the ladies and men's wear because that those factories are versatile for any kind of products.
Understood, sir. Sir, one more thing, like on the capacity utilization, we have guided for 90% kind of utilization by end of this year, right? So what kind of labor addition we are looking for to achieve this kind of utilization, sir?
So if it is for 90%, then we should cross about 4,500 to 4,800.
Right.
So labor initiative, yes, that's an ongoing process. We have been, as we mentioned in the past calls, that we are mobilizing workforce from the migrant other states also. And in addition to that, there is one new project is coming up in Tamil Nadu. So all put together, probably we will be able to reach 90%.
Got it, sir. So one question on the exchange loss. Like this quarter, we have incurred a loss of around 5 crores in foreign exchange, right? Realized losses. So if you can explain like why this happened and like any outlook on exchange gains and losses for the future, like for the rest part of FY24.
Oh,
among
the exchange gain or loss happens because of the spot movements. Sales are booked on the spot rate, and the covers of forward contracts are taken from the date of order which we have taken. So there will be always movements in terms of positive and negative because spot keeps moving regularly. So whenever rupee is depreciating, you will find this as negative, and whenever rupee is appreciating, you will find it as positive. So this is how it works.
Got it, sir. I'll get back in the queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Surya Narayan from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, sir, thank you for giving the opportunity. So just to understand the Sri Lankan operation, so what is the labor arbitrage vis-a-vis Tamil Nadu?
Why? Sorry?
What is the labor differential or the arbitrage versus India versus Sri Lanka?
See, in India, this has been always a challenge, but we are able to grow there. But this is, you know, Sri Lanka, the orders are less because the factories are idle for want of orders. And this is the right time that we get into Sri Lanka manufacturing center. When the factories are already running with full workforce. So we have identified some full workforce because getting the workforce in Sri Lanka is not as much challengeable as in India. So we thought we will make use of this opportunity.
Okay. So any kind, any ballpark figure on the budget side? So far as the buyout is concerned, and the labor size, you know, you want to deploy there.
I think discussing on the Sri Lankan operations, it will be too early for us to discuss on numbers and capacities and other things because we have to get the customer clearances before getting into the capacity and other things. So that may take some time for us to come out with details on that. Maybe we'll let you know once there is concrete data, we will let you know on that.
So internally, budget has been fixed yet?
Yeah, we are not. If you look at Chairman's speech, he said that will be a satellite model. For the time being, we are not looking at any expansion in Sri Lanka. We are only looking for factories for on a leased basis or on a contract basis as of now. Once we are comfortable with the operations, then we will look at putting up projects there.
Okay. And so regarding your migration into, or let's say adoption into the oven segment, are you facing any challenges from the need side so that we want to mitigate the risk from the oven side?
No, this oven, generally, now that we are in the fashion industry, Now there are more demand for the woven products, and since the customers are consolidating with us, the most of the factory's business is coming to us, so they are expecting us to do the woven garment as well. But our existing setup cannot do those things because of the already we have enough orders for the existing factory. So unless we look for another factory which is well, I mean, real typical woven factory, so that we don't lose that business in addition.
So in that case, sir, our own internal knitting unit will be underutilized. Am I right, sir?
No, this is additional business.
Okay. So we don't see any sort of disruption in the existing demand from the knitting side.
Yeah,
right?
That's now we are working on it. We are already on the process. So probably in the next quarter we will be able to update you on this. Only then we will start taking woven orders.
And sir, regarding the retail and the SP UK, we still this year will be work in progress so far as the turnaround is concerned.
Yes, see, SP UK, it is only a temporary phenomenon. Post-COVID effects, you know, post-COVID effects will hit the SP UK as well as the retail only after about 4 quarters to 6 quarters, because that will, the only immediate impact will be on the manufacturing. But otherwise, for the trading model, it will take about few quarters to have the impact on this. So now in the SP UK, we have already moved or set up the design department and the sales team, everything from Leicester to London now. So it's all been set and all is up and running now. So probably from Q3 onwards, we will be back to normal. We'll start making profits on this. These 2 quarters, literally, we had revamped the whole thing. So that's the reason why there have been expenses, fixed expenses were there, but no, the real top line was not grown.
Okay. And sir, about the local retail?
Yeah, about the local retail, one second.
What is the question about local retail? Sorry.
My question was about the turnaround of both the units. I mean, sir has told about the SP UK and the domestic retail, your perspective about the turnaround.
Domestic retail, among the three brands that we currently operate, Croptel has been consistently profitable and it has turned around. So even Q1, Croptel has done good numbers. But the major impact has been from the kidswear, where the gross margins are lower because of the smaller volume, and some marketing and pre-operative expenses for new standalone stores. And there's been some liquidation which happened on the other brand, on the head brand, which maybe in the next 2 quarters we'll be able to come out of that. But Croptel has been growing. So Q3 onwards, Croptel will support both the other two brands and it will turn around.
But sir, primarily we are a kidswear company, so is it that now we are seeing any slowdown in the kidswear segments, because now Crocodile is into, adult segment. So what is the case currently?
Okay, can you repeat that question? Sorry, I didn't understand.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that, primarily we are kidswear company, and Crocodile is a adult wear company.
Mentioned.
So is it that no slowdown is happening in the kidswear at the moment? Because, we feel that, the kidswear is should be having a secular growth, but that is not the, not panning out, what you are saying. Or you are facing competition?
Okay.
I think you're confused with the export and the kids domestic. There's got nothing to do with the export division. Retail is a separate business model. So here we have the new brand called Angel and Rocket for the domestic purpose. It has got nothing to do with our manufacturing setup. So this is in the incubatory period kind of thing. So which means it will take another 2 years to start making profits, because only 3 years over now. And at the moment we have taken this business, immediately within 1 month the lockdown came. The the pandemic thing. So we lost about 2 years of that, so that we held up with the stock, sitting with a huge stock. So we slowly we are liquidating everything. So now only we start buying the new stocks and going to the market. So this, as JMD said, by end of this year, financial year, the overall retail will be able to turn around.
So how much additional capital allocation will be required in the retail this year?
We have tied up with banks for retail, so I think they will take care of their internal requirement from the working debt. There is no growth fund.
Yeah, there is no need for any growth fund because we are not having a plan to have a big growth in the retail.
Okay, and sir, any sale, you are margin sale in the cotton yarn you are doing?
Any?
Margin sale of cotton yarn.
No, we don't deal with cotton yarn.
What?
No, any external sale of cotton yarn you are doing?
No, that happens whenever we have our captive plan, whenever there is an excess quantity that is available, we sell it in the domestic market. That is nothing to do with what, it doesn't happen regularly.
That is purely for captive money.
Okay, and when the realization, you are expecting the realization to improve, because now currently the realization is below last year. So, currently the cotton has again picked up from 55,000 to around, it is close to around 60,000 per candy. So, are we seeing any negotiation for to arrest the fall in the realization?
See, in terms of cotton prices, we are a company where we pass on the cotton cost to the customer. So, if you compare Q4 versus Q1, we have come down on the realization per piece. That is purely because it is the behavior of the yarn prices which has come down. So, you should not confuse in terms of realization per piece.
So shall we mean that the realization in the Q1, that is 134 rupees, so that is the bottom?
It may come down still, because the orders which we have taken for the current orders which we are having in hand is around 130-129 rupees for me. So it all depends on the current yarn prices.
Okay, because my sense is that unless and until the destocking issues that is being debated, that is improved, we can't get a higher realization. Is my reading right?
Yeah, you may be correct to a business model where it is purely dependent on the cotton price. Yes.
But even the yarn price, they have increased the another 10 rupees. So the spinners will try to match with the cotton price increase as against the yarn prices. So we hope that there will not be a big loss in the spinning sector.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from Philip Capital India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Some of the questions were already answered. Just wanted a clarity that the new facility, what we are looking at Sri Lanka, is it possible to ship existing order to new facility and vendors does that approve that, or do we need to take a new orders for new facility?
In terms of Sri Lanka, I think we have just updated you on the strategy.
Let me explain. See, this is the strategy we have taken for offshore production. Because currently this company has got good potential of getting businesses as much as we could increase the capacity from the customers. Because we are one of the preferred vendors to our existing customers. And we will also have a room, we want to have a room for increasing the customer base. So we need to include some new customers as well. But it is not in tandem. I mean, like the order inflow versus the capacity increase are not, you know, not in tandem. So what we thought, we need to inorganically plan something, either, you know, offshore production or acquisition of some factories so that we get the capacities quickly. So that was the plan we had. So finally, what we thought was, why not we think of Sri Lanka offshore production with the existing running factories. So we just get the business from the customers and we'll get it produced from the Sri Lankan factories. It is going to be an additional business, provided the customers are giving the go-ahead for those factories, which we don't see which, that would be a problem. So which means, if, for example, in Q4, we offer them, say, X number of machines, but out of Sri Lanka, so definitely the orders for those machines will be an additional orders will be placed, so it will be part of our total sales. So this is the plan. So once the customers give the clearance, then we'll book the orders and we will be producing it out of Sri Lanka and ship it from Sri Lanka.
Understood. And this will be predominantly again in the kit segment, or these factories are
fungible? It's open for all. Those factories are very versatile factories. So it depends on customers what product they want us to produce there. Based on that, we will do it.
Understood. That was helpful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine. Please go ahead. Chirag, your line is on the talk mode. Please go ahead.
I hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. Sir, my first question was with respect to this number of machines that you indicate, 3,900. It's a good jump from a historical range of around 3,500. So is this utilization sustainable or there is seasonality involved in this? That is the first question.
This utilization will be sustainable because we have orders in hand for another 4 months in full. So definitely we'll be increasing the capacity. Definitely, this will be maintained.
That will raise the capacity.
And the second question was, while utilization has gone up, the number of pieces have not really gone up in that proportion. And because ASPs have also gone down, so can you just explain the this, because partly the ASPs are lower because of the raw material prices which you explained. So how should one look at what has been the net impact on ASP or number of pieces? If you can explain that.
Yes, the more the number of, more the utilization level goes up, definitely it will help us to increase the top line as well as the bottom line, because our fixed overheads will be definitely be spread across these capacities. So this will definitely help us, but this quarter is something which is not really based on the 3,900 machine, the Q1. But currently now we are running is around 3,800 to 4,000 around this time. So probably effectively Q3 will be the numbers where you will see the top line growth proportionately as well as the bottom line growth.
Sir, what was the number of machines deployed in Q1, which have, if not 3,900?
76% utilization, which is close to around
3,500. Sir, your voice was cracking, sir. I couldn't get it.
Effective utilization for Q1 is 76%, which is close to 3,500.
Okay, close to 3,500. And you have now deployed, so now you are utilizing 3,900.
Currently, utilization is close to 3,900, yeah.
Okay. And this, you are reasonably confident of taking it up to 4,500 by end of the year?
Yes.
And sir, the ratio is 2.25, right? Per machine, if I want to convert number of labor, number of workforce, is it 2.25 is the right ratio to use per machine?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that is the ratio that we are working on it now. That is all purely based on the products we are doing.
Okay, so what would be the labor number, workforce number?
Currently, it should be close to 12,000.
Okay, it's close to 12,000. Sir, 12K for Q1 or 12K for this 3,900 machines?
See, we are backward integrated. You have to look at the spinning, processing, the embroidery, knitting, everything put together. So the total number what I'm saying is purely fully integrated. So that is the number which you have to look at.
Okay. Okay. And this number will go up as you reach 4,500, right? So it will be closer to something like 13,500 kind of a number.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Sir, second question was, given that you are also adding capacity of 2,000 odd machines in the new capacity in India, again, going back, why Sri Lanka as an option? You could have chosen to do that kind of work at your new factory also, right, sir?
As I told you, we are planning inorganically. See, we are putting up a new project, new factory. Already, the work started, and we are also looking for increasing the any possibility of adding the new factory, whichever is running for woven garment. So that is also within India. And the third possibility is offshore production. We are trying to manage all the three. We are trying to take all the three options. That is, one is new project, another one is any association possibilities of the woven garment factory. Third one is offshore production. So this is why, because we have enough capacities and the customers are willing to place more orders. So we cannot simply, try to grow 10%, 15% when this is the right time, the right opportunity to make an attempt on all the things, because FE is ahead. So there will be a lot of order inflow will be expected, and China plus strategy is also there, and the customers are consolidating. So considering all these things, we are just thinking why we should not suddenly increase the capacity, make a big jump in the capacity, so that we don't miss the opportunity.
So sir, in your broader thought process, this offshoring in Sri Lanka, or either offshoring or a complete buyout kind of an option that you are evaluating, how big this can be in overall scheme of things? It can add what, 500 machines, or it would be lower than that. It will be like
this is running machine. So that depends on the customer concurrence. We will be straight away going with 300 machines or 500 machines. But then it is, we can increase up to 1,000, 2,000 machines, not an issue. But that will happen only over a period of time.
Yeah, 500. But so you are not looking to start with not more than 200-300 machines, right? That is the right way to look.
See, it's too early to say anything. I told you that, we have to take the customer's concurrence after their clearance, and how many customers are willing for it, and what sort of quantities, what style they would like to produce, what best to produce from this, all depends on those decisions. So which means the capacity is open.
Okay. The second question was coming back to the retail business of India. I just wanted to understand how are you looking at it, because what are the monitorables or the time zones that you have given to take hard call on that business? Because we have been trying time and again to rejuvenate the business, and I understand opportunity is very big. But despite that execution, there has been some issues coming across. Management bandwidth is getting blocked over there. Why not focus on woven Sri Lanka as a completely rather than focusing on retail? So internally, have you formed up any timelines, any monitorables where you are willing to take hard
time? Yeah, we have a roadmap of say 7 7 quarters to turn around 1 second. So on the retail roadmap is we will look at retail as a whole with all the three brands in terms of the turnaround. We look at it for 7 more quarters. And based on our experience with the Crocodile brand, it took a lot of time for the brand to reach a level where we've been fully out of issues in terms of profitability, inventory, and receivables, all of those. So it is going to take time, and primarily because of the new brands that we had launched, specifically during the COVID period. But internally, we have kept the deliverables and we have monitoring. And we've given targets where we'll have a look at it in, say, 7 more quarters on the retail overall. Unless it's turned around, then we'll look at other options.
Okay. This is helpful. This is the last question, if I can ask, is on the hostel facility. Any update on that? How are you, how many locations, are, what percentage of your production does have hostel facilities, and how are you trying to ramp it up?
Can you repeat your question?
Hostel facilities at your existing factories in, and even the new ones that you are constructing in Sivakasi. So what percentage of our revenue can come from those kind of facilities, and what is coming currently, and how are you thinking over the next 2-3 years?
Actually, yeah, the new factory in Sivakasi, there will not be any hostel. So it is the outsiders, we are using all local people only. And the revenue contribution from the hostel factory is at the moment, it is about 30-35%, and balance 65% from the other factory.
Any thought process on raising, increasing this number? How are you looking at it? Are there any specific challenges that you are facing because of which you don't want to raise it up? Because providing a hostel could be a very good opportunity also to attract the talent, right? Which has been a challenge.
No, our strategy is, as I have been mentioning in all the calls, that for the India business, for our business, we also have three type of business models. One is the local who are commuting from home, which is a safe one. And another one is the hostel migrant, which is always that it is again 1/3 of the total business we are keeping. It's only a risk mitigation. And the third one is the hub and model satellite factories, where new projects, new setup, where there is abundant people are available, whom we will train and develop them. So like Kovilpatti is the one which is working out very well. So we constantly keep these three models always to mitigate the risk. And now for mitigating the, not only for mitigating the risk, to increase the capacity quickly, we are planning for acquisition of woven factories, and we are planning for offshore production, which will bring in more additional capacity immediately. So this is the strategy of our workforce management.
Okay. But would it be right to make an assumption that that wherever you have hostel factories, the turnover of the labor is lower than the other two factories? Would it be the right assumption or not necessary?
So generally, the hostel factory's attrition is comparatively higher.
Is higher?
Yes.
Interesting.
Because all migrants.
They are all migrants. Okay, that is the reason why it is higher.
Okay.
Sir, and lastly, any capital allocated for this acquisition of a woven factory? Any thought process over there? What kind of size, what kind of capital you want to invest?
No, it's too early to discuss on this thing.
Okay.
Just in the early stage.
Okay, great. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Priyana Jhunjhunwala. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. So just wanted to understand this demand upscale that is happening, and you're getting good orders from the customers. So could you give some color on how is the demand coming in from existing, or is it demand ramp up from new clients as well, and how your customers concentration is changing and is likely to change over the next 2 years?
Yeah, this is purely because of the consolidation. See, all the retailers, everybody, no exception, everyone wants two things. One is reduce the number of suppliers based on the performances and the longevity of the relationship. And the second one is they need one more country other than China to mitigate, to move away from China or reduce the risk out from China. So this is what every retailer is working on. So we stand to take the advantage of this because of the consolidation one. So most of the business are coming to big factories like ours and reducing the small, they are reducing number of suppliers. So this is one of the reasons, not just because, not that there is a big demand in the European market or something like that. That's not the case. With the limited volume of business, what retailers are doing, they, this is the right time for them to easily consolidate the factories. So that's what is going on. And China Plus model is also helping us to get some of the, now we are doing all China products also here now. So the customers are asking us to do China products also here.
Okay. So China products, meaning will it be cotton based only or it will be?
Yeah, so it's a blend, cotton, polyester, something kind of a winter product, so such kind of thing.
Okay, okay. And any up on the new customers that you end up in the last 2 years? How is the happening on new customers?
Yeah, so we say this is not the right time to know have the new customers because the recession is going on in all over Europe as well as in the US because of Russian war. So there is no point in tapping or knocking at the door of the new customers at the moment. We are waiting for the right time to try for new customers. And in the meantime, we will maximize our capacities in all the aspects, from acquisition of a factory in India, the Sri Lankan offshore production. So all these things, once we are ready in the next 2 quarters, probably that will be the perfect timing to tap the new customers as well.
Okay. And I also wanted to understand what made you circle on Sri Lanka, because there is political instability there as well as economic instability, and they've been losing orders as you mentioned. So before circling on to Sri Lanka, have you looked at Bangladesh and any other geographies, and Sri Lanka was a win-win? So we'd just like to have some color on geography.
Yes, there are possibilities of looking at Bangladesh or Vietnam or Cambodia. Vietnam or Cambodia are completely Chinese kind of working model, which won't suit us. And China has been putting up their big factories in Vietnam and Cambodia. That's ruled out. Only Bangladesh and Sri Lanka are the two options available in front of us. Where again, Bangladesh is always risky from the customer's point of view, because given a chance, they would like to move the businesses as much as possible to India. So where, because still there are compliance issues, fire safety issues, and the workmen unrestness, all these things are happening there. That's one. And the second thing is cultural problem for us to handle them. Culturally, there is their way of working, the communication language is a problem for us to take over those factories. Yes, it is. It would not be difficult. It's a good option for Bangladesh as well. But given a choice of Bangladesh or Sri Lanka, we prefer Sri Lanka because culturally there is no difference. And the abundant labor is available as in Bangladesh. And as you said, in political instability, it is not the case because that country is now, the tourism is not doing good. So that they depend only on the garmenting business, where they import the material out of China or India, and they export the wages. That is what they are doing. And now they are in need of the orders. This is the right time, and the workforce are available plenty. And this is the right time, and culturally we are in line. They are in line with our way of working, and they understand everything what we are talking about. and customers also will be preferring Sri Lanka first, only then they will go for the Bangladesh one.
Okay, understood. So last question on geographic distribution. Now, how much of our revenue is coming from UK, Europe, and US individually?
US close to 8% this quarter.
You're not audible.
US contribution is 8% this quarter, and 44% is European contribution. It's rest from UK.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. And all the best.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Ketan from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. What will be the revenue guidance for FY 24 and 25 at console level?
We are giving you the guideline of our growth of about 15-20% if everything goes well. And if the offshore production is set, then probably we may expect another about 5% extra.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rusmukh Oza from Nine Rays Equisearch. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Just wanted to get some sense on this FTA with UK. As in when it comes, how does it impact our EBITDA margins positively? And does it lead to any change in the guidance you have given in the presentation of 18-20% EBITDA margin that you are looking at, especially from an FY25 perspective?
Yes, since FTA is again, you know, everybody is waiting for FTA to be through. But you know, we really don't know the government policies with regard to the duty drawback thing. We really don't know because at the moment Sri Lanka is duty free and Bangladesh is duty free, and India is yet to be duty free once the FTA is announced. But we really don't know what are the benefits, whether we'll continue to get the same benefits at the moment what we are getting, or there may be any cuts in the benefits. We really don't know. From the customer's point of view, yes, there will be some sharing of the profit if at all the duty is saved. So, but according to me, the bottom line, there will not be any significant change either way, whether in our favor or against us. I don't see anything. It's only the more business it will be open for more business to India.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you. So I hope I have been able to answer most of your questions clearly. And if you are not clear, you please feel free to call any of us from the management. We will be happy to clarify if at all you have any queries. And thanks for your time, friend. And have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.